This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Daniel Prekopa tweets in, "Cheaters continuing to win is never awesome. I hope the Asterix get swept in the series." Look, I'm not saying that cheaters winning is awesome. I'm not endorsing cheating, right? Like, when I say the Astros are awesome, it's a wordplay thing. Astros, awesome, goes good together, you know? It's not really a, celebratory thing. But you can't front on what the Astros have done. You can't take away what the Astros have done. You have to be able to see what they've done and appreciate it, in the sense of that they're a really good baseball team that isn't a product of cheating. Did they cheat? Yes. Will we always remember that the Astros cheated? Yes. I mean, duh. And that's okay, like, right? No one should, I'm not saying you should forget it. I'm not saying that the Astros don't deserve the scorn that they got for their cheating. But a couple things. One, you look at the long history of cheating in baseball. There is a litany. I have a show for Sports Illustrated called "And Now You Know." The last episode was about cheating in baseball. You need to check it out on YouTube. The origins of cheating in baseball go back to like the start of the sport and the turn of the century, the 19th century, or what would it be? What century are we in now? Are we in the 21st century? The 20th century, I guess. I don't know. 1900s. How about that? At the beginning of the 1900s, where there were sign-stealing schemes all the way back then, and including the Phillies in the very beginning of the 1900s had one where the third base coach, there was an electrical shock system under one of his legs that would send an electrical tremor up his leg that would, you know, indicate whether what kind of pitch was coming. And then the shot heard around the world. The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. That was a sign-stealing scandal. That Giants team had a sign-stealing scandal. So one of the most famous plays in baseball history is marred by cheating as well. And then when you look at other sports, teams that have a scandal attached to them aren't necessarily only remembered for that. I mean, the Patriots, they have two scandals, the Flategate and Spygate. You can think what you want about either of those things. I know most people think the Flategate wasn't a big deal, but it was cheating. I mean, there's no way around that. And Spygate, you know, we all know what that was too. So Deflategate, Spygate, two scandals for the New England Patriots. But nobody talks about that. When there was all the hoopla about Tom Brady returning to Foxborough to take on Belichick and the Patriots, I didn't hear a single mention of either Deflategate or Spygate. Not a single mention. So that factors in too. That factors in too, as far as it's just the Astros that seem to be completely defined by a cheating scandal. I mean, theirs was the worst, but the Red Sox had a little something going on. You know, there's all sorts of things that happen throughout history. So I don't want to defend them or say that they didn't cheat. Don't get it twisted. Or that they don't deserve to be remembered for cheating. That doesn't deserve to be remembered. It does. I'm not saying they're a great cuddly story. What I am saying is that they're a great baseball team. And I don't know how you could say otherwise. Right? I mean, 3 out of the last 5 World Series was a 5 straight league championship series. They're borderline dynasty. And if they win the World Series, that would be the thing that probably makes my point to the public and cements my point to the public. But as far as where they're at right now, I mean, I don't think they need to do that to make the point. They've already made the point. I mean, you're just hating if you don't recognize them as a great baseball team. So that's the question I'm asking. Is it time to admit the Astros are awesome? Are you willing to admit that? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Are you willing to admit that? Have you come to terms with that? Or do you still hate them? I mean, you can hate them and admit they're awesome. Those two things can exist simultaneously. This is not a, two separate things. Anthony, what do you think? You're a big baseball fan.
Yeah, boy, yes I am.
How do you feel about the Astros?
Dude, I agree with you. I thought I was always blown out of proportion. I don't know. Again, you know, the Red Sox were all caught up in this. I don't understand why the Red Sox didn't garner as much heat. It was just, again, I feel like baseball fans, they're very picky in, like, what they get outraged about in terms of the cheating scandal. I mean, and there's different levels to this, and obviously, yes, I mean, did the Astros go above and beyond? Yeah, but again, I mean, we have pitchers in the Hall of Fame that are admitted cheaters. You mentioned, you know, the Giants winning the pennant, the shot heard around the world, one of the most celebrated moments in baseball history. I saw a couple, you know, that moment got replayed a couple times this postseason, I saw, and they never mentioned the cheating scandal in regards to that. I mean, again, it's one of the most memorable moments in baseball history, but you never hear anybody talk about, you know, what really transpired after they play that clip. You think about the great Hank Greenberg, the Detroit Tigers. They also had they were also cheating. They had somebody out in the stands using binoculars in 1940 when the Tigers won the pennant. I believe in Hank Greenberg's autobiography, he even credits the sign stealing to credits that to helping them win the pennant in 1940. So, again, I just feel like, you know, with baseball, we're very selective with what we get outraged about and what we don't. And, I always thought it was over the top with the Astros. I also always found it funny with the Astros, like, you know, people talking about, oh, man, you know, fans are going to really, you know, the fans now, when they go on the road, they have to deal with all this. It's going to be so bad for them with all the booing and people yelling and screaming at them and trash cans tonight. And clearly it has not affected them at all because, right here they're back in the World Series once again, which I never understood. It's like, how is it going to be different than any other time? Like you're a road team where people are booing and yelling at you. Is it possible that booing could get worse? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, people always made it out to be like, oh, wow, you know, the Astros are really in for a hard time when they hit the road now. And again, clearly that hasn't been an issue for them. But yeah, I mean, it's time to move on. Astros are a great team, and we've been dealing with this in baseball forever.
Yeah, I think that's the point. So also, you look at the Astros. One of the reasons they probably have gotten more blowback, more scorn, is that they won a World Series, right? And it's a team. So you can't just point it at one guy. You can't say, oh, Barry.
Yeah, I mean,
Bonds
Red Sox won it in 2018.
Yeah, agreed. Sammy Sosa or whomever, but Mark McGwire. The other thing is the fan bases that are aggrieved by the Astros, the Dodgers, the Yankees. So you have a lot of fans, a big, you know, large fan bases.
And as a Yankee hater, I love the Astros. As long as the Yankees don't win the World Series, that's all I care about at the end of the day.
Well, I don't know if the Yankees even generate up that much, passion like that anymore because they haven't been so dominant for so long. Aaron Boone and all that.
It's been a long time, 2009.
So there you are celebrating that. Yeah, I remember.
That's a long time ago.
I was at the parade for that. Jay-Z is there, Empire State of Mind, Blueprint 3. So Run This Town, Empire State of Mind, on to the next one. Records like that were what was populating the music at that moment when the Yankees last won a World Series. But the Astros, are the new dominant team in baseball. Third World Series in 5 years. I mean, what do you say about that? How can you hate on that? 855-212-4227. Are you ready to admit that the Astros are awesome? 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. Are you ready? I mean, I think some of you have to be ready, right? Let's go to Chris in Wisconsin. Chris, you're up next on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on?
Okay, there is no way I will ever admit that the Astros are great, but please hear my case here. The Astros did everything right with their rebuild. They really did. Remember, they had torn their team down. They took a couple of hundred lost seasons. They built up their team, but they didn't trust it. To me, the fact that they are succeeding right now makes me hate them even more. And the reason is, it's like, imagine if your valedictorian from high school cheated on her SATs. You would be like, okay, why did you do that? You didn't mean to do that. The Astros didn't need to cheat. You know, I mean, so that makes me really, really resent them even more. Number two, they should not be the Houston Astros anymore. Astros is not short for astronaut. It's not short for astronautical. It is short for Astrodome. They don't play in the Astrodome. They lost their space age vibe a long, long time ago. They should not be in the American League. The Milwaukee Brewers should not be in the National League. That whole thing was kind of a scam with Bud Selig. This is not a team that the Bad News Bears would go to anymore. They would not, Kelly Leak is not walking through, that door anymore. The Houston Astros lost their soul even prior to, they should be the Houston Colt 45s. But my main thesis is I'm not going to celebrate how great the Astros are. I'm going to hate them even more because they've lost their soul. They didn't need to cheat, and I am rooting against them. And it did suck that it came down to the Red Sox and the Astros because the Red Sox, like the previous caller said, they kind of wiggled off the hook, and they shouldn't have. But it's gross. This is very. And it's too bad because the Astros used to be a cool team and they're not anymore. And that really sucks for fans of my age group. But no, I will not admit that they're good. I can't. Sorry.
All right. That's okay. I know some people are struggling. Some people, have a tough time with this concept. You're allowed to hate them, but admit they're good. That can happen. You are allowed to hate them, but admit that they are good. The Astros admit it. They're awesome. 855-212-4227. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, you're up next on the show. What's going on?
The Astros are a good ball team, but that's about as far as all I have to say about the Astros. I have a question or a thought and then a hypothetical about Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think his main problem is he believes he's the smartest person in the room. I think that's that's the main thing that's holding him back, being stubborn. But when he says that mentally he's not ready to play, the first thing I thought of was mental illness. And I don't believe this is the case, but if he is determined to have some sort of mental illness that is prohibiting him from playing the sport that he is paid to do, what is the obligation or what obligation does the team have? Can they just let him go? Do they have to keep paying him? What would happen if that were to be the situation?
Well, look, I mean, they're sort of dealing with it now, right? I mean, he's there, but I mean, he's He could be playing, but he's not. You know, so I think that would be, yes, they would still pay him. Just like one would want to still be paid from your job if you had to leave for a sabbatical or something because of a mental health crisis or treatment that you needed. I think in this case, we are more, when he says not mentally ready, I could understand in the sense that he's just fuming, right? And
yeah.
He's been insulted and he feels like they've turned their back on him and he's not wanted and therefore it makes it difficult for him to suit up and play alongside them. I think he's saying, the way I read that is it's more like, you know, I need a little time before I can just jump back in if I got to suck it up and be with you guys. Because he probably thought he was going to be able to force his way right out, and that hasn't exactly been the case. Appreciate the call. Robert in South Florida. Robert, you're up next on the show. What's going on?
Good morning, Robin.
How are
great
you?
Great show as always.
Thank you.
I will say that the Houston Astros are a great team. It seems to me that a lot of people begrudge them because their cheating brought them such success. You know, a lot of teams out there strive for an edge. And also, I caught your Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa reference. And I would like to say, as far as baseball hypocrisy, PEDs did not begin with steroids. And until these writers and fans want to throw their hands up about amphetamines, which is definitely a performance enhancer, then I really can't get on the side of keeping all these other guys out of the Hall of Fame because none of them failed the piss test. And by law, steroids were not, quote, illegal during the steroid era, only after. I'd like to hear your take.
Well, I think they should be in the Hall of Fame. I think you're ignoring an entire era of baseball if you keep them in the Hall of Fame, especially, like, I mean, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, come on. I mean, you could argue other guys were a creation of the steroids. Barry Bonds was the best before cheating. He was the best at cheating. As far as, like, you know, whether they failed the test or not, I don't care. That we all know they cheated. But that's, yeah. They got to, Barry Bonds is needs to be in the Hall of Fame or there shouldn't be a Hall of Fame. HoodFamous205 tweets in, the Astros are awful cheating, awesome at winning. Awful cheating, awesome at winning. I'm not quite sure. I think I agree. I think I agree with that statement. I'm not sure what it means, but I think I agree. Are you ready to admit that the Astros are awesome? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I want to ask you about Derrick Henry coming up a little bit, and I also got to tell you how wrestling Twitter jumped all over me the other day. Wrestling Twitter is a pretty fascinating place. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
And you can be like Sam in Canton. Sam, what's going on? You're on the Robin Lundberg Show.
Hey, Robin. Thank you for taking my call. Robin, I just wanted to make a few points here quickly, if I could. Cheating, this cheating thing, certainly like you, I don't in any way, shape, or form endorse what the Astros did. But I think what offended a lot of people was the fact that the intricacy of what they did, okay, in terms of trying to steal signs and so on, and to get information that they could use against the other team, was part of what annoyed a lot of people. But, you know, looking back on this, you know, I think back earlier in the year here in the baseball season where the pitchers are being checked by the umpires as they're coming off the mound, okay, for substances that they could use to doctor up the baseballs, okay? Obviously, this is being done for a reason because they found out that pitchers were doing this, okay? You know, I think about what you see on the sidelines when they pan to the sidelines of football games and you see the coaches talking either to the press box or to the players and they're covering their faces. Okay. So their lips can't be read. All right. And so this concept that, you know, this was something that was unique, you know, and limited to, you know, the Astros or maybe just a few, people out there, I think, is a misrepresentation.
Well, that's part of the point I was making. Look, I think the Astros were more egregious offenders, and thank you for the call, than others. I think, obviously, the Astros won the World Series, so that made it easier to pinpoint and say, you know, they won the World Series because of that. The Astros, the teams that they beat in route to the World Series, have huge fan bases, or, you know, in, beat in the World Series too. So all those things add up for the vitriol, and it's a whole team you could hate. Plus the fact that they weren't punished, the players weren't punished by Major League Baseball. All those things you throw into a cocktail, and that's what gets you the result that you have with Houston. However, you know, to the point I've been making, baseball has a long history of cheating. It's not a new concept in Major League Baseball. And on top of that, you know, the fact that they've proven themselves since then. It's not like that happened and they fell off the map. They've gone nowhere. Ronnie in Chicago. Ronnie, you're up next on the show. What's going on?
How you doing, Robin? I just want to chime in on the Astros. What the last caller said about the intricacy of their cheating scandal, that's definitely a big part of it. But I think for me personally, it's that they are so talented. So I felt like they didn't even need to cheat to prove they were good. And in 2017, we were robbed of a legitimate series, World Series, between the two best teams. And I believe that they wouldn't get so much hate if they weren't as talented as they are. Like, say it was the Detroit Tigers who cheated and didn't even make the playoffs, no one would bat an eye. But the fact that they went to the World Series and won it and found out they were cheating, that just threw a cloud over everything. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I don't think there's anything unfair about what you just said there. I would agree, for the most part, with what you said. And that is maybe part of what makes it stick in people's craw a little bit more. But that doesn't make them less good now. Like, how you feel about it doesn't change what they are, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, your emotions, your feelings about it doesn't change their quality. Because that's a quality team. No question. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Ronnie in Chicago. Ronnie, you're up next. I mean, sorry, not Ronnie. I just talked to Ronnie, didn't I? Jason in Arlington. Jason, you're up next on the show.
Good morning, Robin.
What up?
I'm a big Ranger fan, but I have to give it to the Astros. I mean, look how long the games are. How often do you see teams go back-to-back to the World Series? Yeah, I believe the Astros are on the cusp of being a dynasty, and it's very hard to get to the World Series. Did they cheat? Yeah. Who doesn't cheat? I mean, if you don't want the signs to be stolen, come up with a different way for people not to get them. You know, I don't like the Astros, but from Texas, when a team like that goes for it, we're going to pull for a Texas team. And, you know, the Astros are very talented. You know, I was listening to the game last night. They had hellified pitching and defense. You just got to give it to them. You want to beat them, pick your game up and beat them.
Well, I mean, I guess here's what I would say. When you talk about the fact that they, you know, everybody, or you got to do better at keeping your signs from them. I don't have a problem with, like, sign stealing, right? Like, sign stealing is like counting cards. If you see somebody's sign, you determine what it is and you decipher it, you're just good. Just like if you're able to go to a casino and you're able to figure out what card might be coming by doing the math in your head, you're just good. It's not cheating. But what the Astros did is cheating because they take it a step beyond using, like, technology and a whole system to do it. Just like if you were in the casino counting cards and you had a camera behind the dealer so that you could, you know, that was going into your sunglasses or whatever, so you could see what the cards were. That's different. That's where you take it over the top. So I'm not defending the Astros cheating. I want to make that clear. The Astros cheated, right? Like, they deserve to be criticized for cheating. They deserve to be remembered for cheating.
I'm not disputing that. They should have been punished or whatever, but I don't think they needed to cheat. I mean, look at the talent on their roster. I mean, it's amazing.
No, they probably didn't need to cheat. And then they're proving now that, this is my point, they're proving now they weren't a product of the cheating, and I appreciate the call. They weren't a product of the cheating. The cheating isn't what made them good. That's what I'm saying. Alan in Toronto. Alan, what's up, man?
I wish Ryan Tapera would have, somebody should have put a muzzle on his mouth. You know, why does he have to bring that up? You know, I was really incensed. And Dusty Baker pushed back, too. He says he never heard of the guy until he pitched him in the White Sox. You know, and he referred to Eric Clapton's song, you know, "You Accuse Me and Take a Look at Yourself." That's what he should have done. And A.G. Brzezinski, his remarks showed a lot of displeasure, too. You know, he's not a guy sort of controversy himself, and I agreed with what he said. You know, it's just too bad. You know, they only have five players remaining from that team, and all these guys have good reputations. So, you know, I put that in the past. I just hope that they don't I really hope that L.A. does not get to the World Series. They don't win Game 6 because it's going to create an awful lot of debate and controversy, and people are going to bring up the 2017. I'm trying to forget it, you know, because they've had a good team. You know, they look at all those players they had to replace, and the five remaining, well, you know, that helps a lot. But still, Justin Verlander, he's on the disabled list, but you can't accuse him. You know, he's a pitcher. But I just wish somebody would have put a muzzle on the Perez's mouth. That's all.
Well, if you want the best storyline for the World Series, then you want the Dodgers in it. You know, I think that would be epic, right? The Astros try to prove themselves by beating the Dodgers again without the sign stealing, or the Astros or the Dodgers try to avenge it. To repeat, that's the best storyline for sure. I mean, if the Braves wind up winning, then a lot of that is taken out. A lot of the juice is taken out as far as the casual interest in the World Series.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you why wrestling Twitter got upset with me. So I did a piece for Sports Illustrated on Thursday, I guess, is Crown Jewel, the thing they do over in Saudi Arabia. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns gets the win, and my take was sort of that with all the headway that AEW has made, which is the other wrestling company, the burgeoning wrestling company, WWE still has the biggest star in the game in Roman Reigns, and that the Tribal Chief should be acknowledged, because to me, he's the best character in wrestling, and I would have never said that in the past. Because I used to think he was lame. I used to think he was lame when he was being pushed as this pure face, right? When he was being pushed as the model, I guess, wrestler. And he just, there was nothing about him that was interesting or entertaining. He was lame. But this heel persona he's taken on, he's really good. This Tribal Chief, head of the table thing, good. And he's had this dominant run where he's just mowing through guys, whether it's Daniel Bryan or Edge or now Brock Lesnar, John Cena, obviously. And I saw that Roman Reigns' merchandise sales are at like John Cena levels. And of course, John Cena is a good guy. Roman Reigns is technically a bad guy. When CM Punk went to AEW, that was a big buzzworthy moment. Like, that was huge for them. And I think that was the thing that put them on the map most of all. Other than the fact that they are appealing to a wrestling fan base, a hardcore wrestling fan base that is, almost cultish in its devotion. But CM Punk, since then, I don't know if, like, the impact of his debut has been captured in his presence since. And, you know, like, I'm not saying AEW hasn't made strides. They have. This is not a me saying WWE is better than AEW or anything like that. It's I don't care. I don't have allegiances. You know, it's better for the overall product if they're both good. But it's just funny that I said this about Roman Reigns, and all of a sudden, all these AEW fans were all over me. Just killing me. You know, they were saying, like, oh, he lost in the ratings to Ruby Soho and the Bunny or something. Like, I don't even know what they're talking about. They're, like, talking about, like, demos on a Friday night or something when WWE was on FS1. It wasn't even on its regular channel. And AEW was, you know, had its regular flagship show. It was, like, extra WWE or something. I don't. Who cares? The point is, I believe, you know, I think, you know, AEW has its lane, and it is certainly made a mark. More than I would have thought. I would have not thought they would be this big this fast, so congratulations to them. They deserve it. But WWE still has some great stars, I think, particularly with the women, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair. But they still have the biggest star as well in Roman Reigns. And if you're telling me there's one wrestler I can watch right now, whether that's a promo, whether that's a match, I'm taking the Tribal Chief. Acknowledge him. But they were all over me as soon as I said. Now, eventually it evened out and people came to my defense and, you know, it was overall well received. But I was just surprised how quickly the AEW people jumped on me and were trying to pick apart what I had said. And then, you know, like, if you go, you can look at my Twitter and find the comments. And they're saying to acknowledge this bunny or Ruby Soho or that I kicked the hornet's nest or the comments under this tweet just prove how easy it is to get under people's skin. I guess so. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Anthony, what do you, I mean, you're big wrestling fan.
This AEW stuff, what a joke. I mean, like, what are people watching? I mean, first of all, WWE is still the biggest promotion out there. They still got the better wrestlers. Roman Reigns, hands down, it's not even close, is the best wrestler right now on the planet. It's not even close. I mean, I'm so sick and tired. I mean, these AEW people with their Kenny Omegas. I mean, Kenny Omega doesn't even come close to Roman Reigns. I mean, what Roman Reigns does in the ring, not even close. I mean, Roman Reigns is consistently in the main event. He's consistently drawing the reaction from the crowd, whether it's positive or negative. There's always a reaction to him, especially lately, I've noticed, on AEW. A lot of times Omega and the other two clowns he's associated with, they're so overrated, the Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson, they come out. They don't even get a reaction from the crowd. Like, it's silent. Like, people just don't care. Like, they're already over it, the shtick and everything, because they're not believable. But, I mean, Roman Reigns, just the look that he has, I mean, the way that he's built, he's a handsome guy, he has the body, he's all chiseled out, like, he looks, he's a man. Like, he looks like a legit threat that is gonna go and beat somebody up. Like, you gotta take him seriously. Just his presence, his aura, the way he comes to the ring, he presents himself, his style in the ring, he's believable. Like, you believe that this guy is for real. I mean there's so many clowns in AEW that you can't take seriously, and Kenny Omega is right at the top of the list. So without a doubt, Roman Reigns, he is the best wrestler in the world. There is no doubt about it. I mean, wait, what was people saying about? So I don't want to get on. I like Ruby Soho, but the bunny. I mean, the bunny shouldn't even be wrestling on national television. Like, that's just like a joke. Like, AEW has so many people that are so green that they should not even be allowed to wrestle on national television. Like, it's a joke that certain people are allowed to be on TNT every week. It's like unbelievable that they even allow it. But, yeah, I mean, right, obviously they got a big jump, AEW, and rightfully so, with the additions of Punk and Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole. All three of those guys are great. And, by the way, I mean, thank Bryan Danielson. I know, again, everyone's in love with Kenny Omega. Because of Bryan Danielson, Kenny Omega had his best match of all time a few weeks ago when they met up. They had a great match. And, I mean, I give credit to Bryan Danielson for that, the American Dragon. He got a great match out of Kenny Omega. I think that was clearly Kenny's best match ever. So, but yeah, I mean, listen, they got the buzz because of the names they brought in. But obviously, you know, you can't keep on bringing in people. Eventually, that's going to stop. So now it's about, you know, what you do in the ring and the storylines you have. So let's see now how these guys, the type of storylines and the kind of product that they put in the ring. Now that they've gotten some people in, but obviously, you know, that's going to stop now. Like, you know, there's only so much room that you have, only so much roster space. So after that dies down, now it's about the product in the ring, and we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you probably ticked them off more than I did with what you just said. I mean, you know, to me, it's obvious, like you mentioned. And when you speak of Roman Reigns' size, by the way, maybe this is because Brock Lesnar's been away from for a while, because Brock Lesnar looked a little smaller to me. But Roman Reigns is as big as Brock, was maybe bigger than Brock Lesnar.
He's big. I would have to go back and look. But I feel like Brock got big again. Like he was looking a little small for Brock, that is. And then I feel like he got big again now that he's back. But yeah, Reigns is huge.
Yeah, he's a monster. And he's just gotten good on the mic, too. Like, he's got it. He's got whatever.
I mean, this whole thing just so works so perfectly. Heyman's great anyway, but Heyman in this role with Reigns has been so good. They've just been so great together. This run has just been unbelievable.
And SmackDown is now WWE's marquee show, for sure. 855-212-4227 is Roman Reigns unquestionably the best wrestler in the world right now. The best in the world, I guess you would say. 855-212-4227. And real quick, Anthony, on that, CM Punk, what do you make of where, you know, like, because to me, like, when he lit a pipe bomb, I guess, if you will, when he returned to AEW. But I do feel like that's fizzled a little bit as far as
they're building, because they're building it up slowly, because, like, he hasn't come in right away. He's not, like, wrestling, like, the high-profile guy. So I think that's why you feel like that, because, you know, all his matches, like, you know, Bryan Danielson has come in right away, like he's facing, you know, their world champion Kenny Omega. So they're taking a different direction with Punk, which I think is a smart way. Plus, he's been out of the ring a long time. So I know I've read a comment where I think he was saying, like, last week I said where he was saying how it sucks taking these bumps in the ring, like it hurts. You know, he's been out of the ring for 7 years. He just got back. So he's still building that back up, you know, getting in wrestling shape. So they're taking a different approach with it, which I think is smart. But, you know, because they've been using him a lot on commentary. He's so good on the commentary. Like he's been on AEW Dynamite doing commentary on Rampage. He's so good at the announce table. So, I mean, they've been using him, which I really like in that aspect. I mean, every time he's out there cutting a promo, he's delivered so far. All his promos have been great. He just hasn't been wrestling their high-profile guys just yet. They've been taking that slowly. So I think that's why you might feel like that. But, yeah, I mean, his presence is all around. He's still, you know, on a weekly basis coming out to cut a promo. And then if he's not doing that, he's at the announcer's table announcing. And he's so good at the commentary. So, you know, give it some time before he's wrestling more of their high-profile wrestlers over there.
Yeah, so maybe that's – maybe you're right. Maybe that's the reason. But nevertheless, CM Punk or not, Roman Reigns is the tribal chief of the wrestling industry at this moment. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Of course, you can also weigh in on everything we've discussed on the show thus far. Whether you're ready to admit that the Astros are awesome, I think it's something everyone kind of has to admit at this point. 855-212-4227. In addition to the Lakers, the problems with the Lakers, there was a confrontation between Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard last night. That's going to get talked about a lot today. They say they squashed it afterwards, but I think the Lakers have real concerns. Gary in Toronto. Gary, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on?
Morning, guys.
What up?
So, you know, I was surprised, actually, to hear you guys talking about wrestling, but since I have a group of people who raise a lot of money for pediatric cancer through wrestling and going to events, I just wanted to weigh in a little bit and say you're completely right. And the wrestling Twitter is so toxic that you can't say anything about AEW without getting any kind of back. I've been getting it for 2 years now, and these are extremely it's a cult, a cult full of, you know, basement dwellers basically, and they go crazy. They absolutely go crazy. AEW can do no wrong. Fairly obvious to any kind of neutral person or fan that Roman Reigns is the best thing on wrestling television. You know, if you want to argue that he may not be the best technical wrestler, that's fine, but that's not what everybody watches for, right? They watch for entertainment value. And he provides the most entertainment on television in wrestling, period.
I mean, you and I cannot disagree there. I mean, I think he clearly does. I don't even think it's close at this point. Like Anthony said, I don't think it's even close. Roman Reigns is the big dog of the wrestling business. Appreciate the call. 855-212-4227. Like I said, the Lakers, how concerned should they be? I think they had roster concerns coming in. Obviously, those concerns have been amped up. 855-212-4227. Are you ready to admit the Astros are awesome? And is Roman Reigns clearly the best in the professional wrestling business? Plus, Derrick Henry. He had a big game on Monday night, and he's got some of his flowers. I want to make a point about Derrick Henry and why, you know, he impresses me in particular, considering what I believe to be true. That's coming up. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.